was pushed Derek Snyder out of the way. No call. And it looks like it's going to be North Huron ball.
Snyder and Ibarra, they were just basically controlling the backcourt. They were throwing their bodies all over the place. And, you know, they learned something from what North Huron was doing just a few minutes ago. This game is far from being over.
I'm very confused still as the inbound there kind of is immediately fouls John Hoodie.
Well, they still have another foul to give.
That's kind of his second personal, team's fifth, into Ty Knobloch's hands. There's the trap defense from Deckerville. Knobloch across midcourt to DeAndre Morris. Knobloch down the baseline, right side, in for 2 points. Knobloch with 15, back out to a 10-point lead, 54-44 for North Huron. Curtis Vogel at the left block is stolen away. Here comes John Hoodie. Brad Hoodie at the right wing. Ibarra's all over him. Now wide open on the baseline. And a huge foul, as I do believe that is John Hoodie. Doesn't really know where he's at as he went straight down to the ground as he went against Jeff Stone. I don't know what to think of this ball game, John.
It's the strangest thing. Yeah, the foul went on number 20.
Number 20.
Jeff Stone. That's
Jeff
his first.
Jeff Stone, that's his first. Team sixth. So at the free throw line would be... Yeah, it was the basket counted.
Yes. This is going
to
be
John Hoodie. So it's an and one.
And one and...
John Hoodie with 15 points, trying to make it 16. And no good. Rebound still loose. Finally brought in by Jeff Stone.
Both teams are in the bonus right now.
56-44. North Huron by 12 points, and it's kickball by Ty Knobloch as Ibarra was trying to feed it over to Derek Snyder. 3:06 left in the fourth quarter. In Kindy, Michigan, John Mooney and Clark Ramsey their call tonight. At midcourt, Ibarra is stolen away by Ty Knobloch in the inbound. In transition, goes up, and he's in for 2 points for Knobloch. 17 points for him. Deckerville with 13 turnovers. Curtis Vogel to Ibarra in the left corner. Dribbling like a madman. In a double team there. Has to kick it out somewhere to the opposite wing to Kineth. At the right block, goes up off the mark. Tries to adjust for a hit, and he does. And Ty Knobloch then brings in the rebound on the errant pass. Meanwhile, Deckerville fouls on as North Huron's bringing the ball up. Ball goes against number 23 for Deckerville, Isaac Kineth. That's his third. Team seventh, so 1-1 situation. And this will put North Huron at the free throw line, shooting 1-1. Ty Knobloch at the free throw line. Missed his last free throw, but he's 2-for-3 on the night.
The last time he had a 1-1, he didn't
right.
get it.
And
so
missed the front end of it.
Usually he's a pretty good fall shooter. So he's got something to prove right now. So that's himself.
Curtis Vogel sits down. He's replaced by number 0, Lucas Asher, back in the ballgame.
Asher again is a 3-point shooter.
Ty Knobloch's free throw. This one's no good. Rebound brought in. Still loose. And finally, Brad Hoodie rips it down.
How does he get the ball?
I'm not quite sure. Andrew Morris and Ty Knobloch in the corner. Starts his dribble. 2.5 to play in regulation. 58-44. Largest lead for North Huron tonight. Over to left wing to Brad Hoodie.
Warriors looking to go ahead and get that clock under 2 minutes.
Morris over to Ty Knobloch. Ibarra got a hand on it, so he went to the backcourt and was able to do so. Ty Knobloch in trouble. Over to Shapinski. At the right wing, picks up his dribble to John Hoodie, right wing, into the corner. Loose ball and Deckerville ball.
Yeah, 1:59 to go, though. That was a good possession.
13th turnover for North Huron. Both teams with 13 turnovers now. Less than 2 to play. Minute 55 left in the fourth. North Huron 58. Deckerville 44. Derek Snyder with the 3 from the right wing. He has 9.
Where's he been in the first or the second half? All of a sudden, here I am.
Ty Knobloch gets the inbound and a hard foul from Deckerville. There, so we walk the length of the court. Puts Ty Knobloch back to the free throw line for 1-1. That is Lucas Asher's 4th personal. Team's 8th. So minute 45 left in the fourth quarter. Ty Knobloch at the free throw line for North Huron as they lead by 11 points. Ty Knobloch has missed his last two free throws, both the front end of one and ones.
And Ty's got to make these in order to go ahead and send the signal that, you know, I'm not the guy to foul.
And this one is good. It hits the front of the iron and it rolls in. It's the home court shot and bounce. 59-47, 12-point lead for North Huron. Ty Knobloch's second free throw in the bonus. This one's off the mark. Rebound Jeff Stone for Deckerville. Derek Snyder at the right wing for three. This one's airballed. Rebound Isaac Kineth keeps possession alive for the Eagles. Not waiting moments here. 90 seconds left. Top of the key, Ibarra. Gets stolen away by John Hoodie. And a hard foul from Asher as Brad Hoodie is absolutely hacked down again. And now the officials are having to quiet down Lucas Asher as he's really fired up. Foul goes against zero. And that is his fifth personal. So Asher will sit down. Brad Hoodie. Brad Hoodie will sit. Will go to the free throw line shooting two. Curtis Vogel will check in for the fouled out Lucas Asher. And they're going to call it intentional, as it should have been. So Brad Hoodie at the free throw line shooting two all by his lonesome. First free throw is off the back of the iron, no good.
And all this occurs on the hustle, the lone hustle of Brad Hoodie. He's definitely just amazing out there.
Didn't have a, was really unnoticeable in that first half, and second half really showed up as his second free throw is good. So he now has, Brad Hoodie has 5 points, John. It feels like he has about 30.
It really does. And we're also maybe confusing the fact that John Hoodie is out there scoring like crazy.
So 60-47, a 13-point lead for North Huron. They now get the ball back because of that intentional foul. Shapinski will inbound to Ty Knobloch. And another hard foul from Derek Snyder. Puts Ty Knobloch to the free throw line.
That's it for Derek Snyder.
And that is the fifth foul for Derek Snyder. So he sits down. Ty Knobloch to the free throw line, shooting two. Has not done well from the free throw line. He's 3-for-6 on the night. Trayton Kalesa checks in for the fouled out Snyder. Ty Knobloch at the free throw line. First free throw, this one hits every corner of the rim and falls. Substitution North here on Deckerville. Richard Barker, senior, number 13, checks in. He replaces number 20, Jeff Stone, also a senior. 61-47, Ty Knobloch's second free throw is good. Now to a 15-point lead, largest of the night for the Warriors. 80 seconds left in regulation. 62-47, big three from Kineth is no good. Rebound Knobloch. Knobloch dribbling at midcourt. 105 left in regulation. John Hoodie at the right wing to DeAndre Morris out there with four fouls. And Ibarra draws the foul. This will put Morris to the free throw line shooting two. Carlos Ibarra's first personal. Double bonus situation. That's the 10th team foul for Deckerville. DeAndre Morris to the free throw line. He's 1-for-2 from the charity stripe. And comes way back with his first points of the night in the first quarter. Free throw is up, and this one is good. He now has 23 points. 63 for North Huron, 47 for Deckerville. Morris's second free throw. This one's no good off the front. Curtis Vogel with the rebound. But there's Brad Hoodie to steal it away.
This shot's no good.
Ty Knobloch with the offensive board, though. And there's a foul from the left side. Bodies are flying everywhere. As John Hoodie's going to go free throw line, shooting two. Isaac kind of rolled an ankle there.
Ouch.
So this puts John Hoodie at the free throw line. As everything's getting lost here. With 51 seconds left in the fourth. 63-47. John Hoodie trying to extend this 16-point lead, and he does with the made free throw. It's now 64-47. John Hoodie, second free throw, trying to make this 65.